nature of this plan is the idea of plan, do, evaluate. And actually, we're going to start with evaluate, and I'll talk about that in a minute. But plan, do, evaluate was a concept that came to me from the camp that my son was at for 25 months. And everything they did every day was built around this concept. We're going to make a plan, we're going to do the plan, we're going to see what happened and evaluate, and then we're going to make a new plan, we're going to do that, and then we're going to evaluate how that went, and so on. Now, we're going to jump in at the evaluation phase and evaluate the last 12 months. But because you haven't had a definition of success necessarily, instead of an evaluation, I want you to make it a celebration. And if you're anything like me, sometimes celebrating gets forgotten. And there's two things that I really want you to look at over the last 12 months. I want you to look at all the things that you decided you wanted to do that you accomplished, which that's great. Those are goals achieved. You can check them off. Fantastic. I also want you to look at what I call the unexpected blessings, the surprise celebrations, the things that came from out of the blue you had no idea was going to be on your radar. Those things that you say, well, you know, if you'd have told me 3 years ago I'd be doing this or this would be happening to me, I wouldn't have believed you. I would have called you crazy. Everybody has those surprises that come up during the year, and we forget about them. And instead of forgetting or blowing them off or just not acknowledging them, I want you to take time today, after you've made your commitment, to actually reflect over the last 12 months. And I say the last 12 months because you can really do this at any time in the year. I know that fall or New Year's Day is a great time to start that annual planning process. But really, you can jump in any time of the year. And in fact, when we get to the end of the program, I'm going to show you a really neat way to utilize dream blazing throughout the year to make sure that you're staying on track and you're following through on the things that you say are really important to you. But for today, we're going to evaluate the last 12 months. We're going to celebrate the last 12 months. And we're going to make a commitment to seeing this program all the way through. I want you to take the time to really nosh on what it is that you're doing here. You're laying the foundation for the next 12 months of your life and your business. This is not some small little trip to the grocery store, just put whatever's in your cart and go with a smile. This is you deciding what's really going to be your focus, what really matters to you over the next 12 months. And in order to do that, you need to get clear on what really matters to you. So tomorrow, we're going to dig into the 5 key areas of success. We're going to start to define what those 5 key areas are all about for you, on your terms, by your definition, because that's all that really matters in this program. You'll also notice that there's not really a way to interact with other members in this program. And I did that on purpose, not because I don't want you to connect with the other people that are going through the program, but because I want you to stay focused on what matters to you. I don't want you lured by the shiny objects of what other people are doing. This is about you, 100% about you. And I can't say that enough. So today we're going to evaluate. And over the next few days, we're going to do the plan. And then it'll be up to you to do the doing and the evaluating. And I'll show you how to do that when we get closer to the end of the program.